Okay, we're up to Siman Shin Tezayin, we're learning Hilchos Tzad, and we're up to Siv Gimel. A new important key concept with regards to Melacha, and it's as follows. We're today going to be differentiating between types of animals which are being trapped. There's a very big distinction what animal you're trapping with regards to Melacha, and if it's Deraisa or not, and that's what we're learning here. Kol Shebemino Nitzoit. Now, the translation of that is as follows. Kol Shebemino nitzoit, anything that its type, Shebemino, that with its type, nitzoit, is generally trapped and caught, hunted. Chayev of your chayev. Shin tezvov, siv gimel. Kol Shebemino nitzoit, chayev of. Anything that generally is a kind and type of species of animal that normally you trap, your chayev, if you do trap it. Ve'ein beminoi nitzoit, if you are trapping an animal which is not normally being trapped, Potter of also is only with Rabbonon. Potter on a Deraisa level, but still also with Rabbonon. An example, which explains the Alocha, Elkach lefo zavuvim, bees, Afal pishe ein, b'minon nitzoit, are bees something that generally you will trap or not?
Beehives,
okay, that's, I suppose. Okay, so never mind. Okay, so you know what? So not bees, wasps, flies. Flies, just let's say flies, better. Flies, you generally trap flies? No, you wouldn't. Not for its own sake, for sure. And that's what it is. So, zevuvim elkach zevuvim, so flies, hafal pishayin b'mino nitzot osum drabonon, osu letzutum drabonon. So, the learning over here. So, it depends what kind of animal. If it's a species of animal, which normally you wouldn't trap, generally speaking, so by trapping it, you're only over drabonon. You're only chayv d'raisa on trapping an animal which is normally trapped. Shebemino nitzot. So obviously there is a part of that is a little bit socially dependent, a little bit, there's a bit of that as well. But on the whole, you know, lions, jaguars, cheetahs, elephants, deers, cats, dogs, how the animals that you, flies are not animals that normally you trap for its own sake. I do understand that at times you want to catch them in order to remove them, but that doesn't mean that it's b'mino nitzoit. B'mino nitzoit is only if it's caught for its own sake. You're not catching a fly for its own sake, you're only catching a fly because you want to get rid of it. Good, we'll speak about snake. What do you say? What do you say about snake?
If it was a poisonous snake, you would want to trap it.
You would want or you'd not want?
You would want to trap it.
Well, yeah, so I think that snake... Yeah, so Nechosh Min HaKrovim is Siv Zayim, we'll talk more about that. We'll get that.
What's the constructive purpose of
Tzorah? Good question.
If you're trapping it to kill it, then...
Very good question.
It's Mekalkel, isn't it?
Correct. So we're talking about you need any... In terms of... Very good question. In terms of B'mino Nitzoit, what we're talking about is any animals that you normally trap for positive purposes, such as its flesh...
Honey production.
We'll speak about honey in a minute, as Mishneh Berurah. Fur, ivory... Anything very productive that you could get something, some benefit of the, for its meat.
Legal?
Illegal. All right. Okay. But it's still meat and it's soit. So now, the Mishneh Berurah speaks about dvorim, bees. Mishneh Berurah says, if cotton, oh, 1 minute. What happens if you are, oh, what happens? A little while ago, I went to the, what's called that museum, it's not that far from here, and it's a collection of one of the Rothschilds, a slightly eccentric Rothschild.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, he must have been a very eccentric fellow. He collected all that, thousands of, I appreciate him having a, and there are stuffed animals, right? I'm surprised that today it's still... I don't know that it's still socially and ethically acceptable nowadays. I don't know why, but it's great fun. And you should know that it's free of charge. Entrance is free of charge. So it's a really good outing. Okay, I appreciate the big animals that he has over there. And I had any that this Rothschild wanted to see all the, he had stuffed animals. Okay, I hear that. But the interesting part is that the floor over there, in which it's got thousands and thousands of insects, thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of insects, and he's got this where it's really interesting, he's got all these bugs and spiders and flies, like on a needle, like and then the names there, Latin name, and then you can spend hours there. It's very interesting. When it comes to bugs, you probably, you know, the hundreds of bugs, a bit bigger, a bit smaller, legs like this, leg like that. You get the picture after the, but the what I, what, so if, and all for scientific purpose, you've been there? Yeah. Okay, so the shayla is as follows. What happens? So are we agreeing that an average bug, would you say it's minon nitzoid or minon ein nitzoid? Ein nitzoid. Does everybody agree with that? It's not an animal that generally would be trapped, right? Agreed or disagreed? It's not an animal that normally would be trapped. Okay. Now, therefore, I'm asking the following shayla. What for that particular Baron Rothschild who had a tremendous cheshek to look after all the tree, have all these bugs and insects. Now, if he was trapping them, and he did, if he would do that on Shabbos, which he may have, the shaila is, would that be a deraisa? Because for him, it is a purpose in catching it. That's a bit close to your shaila. If he traps it, is that, we learned that the minonitzoid is animals which are generally trapped. This is not normally minonitzoid, but he does it for a particular purpose. Will that make it into a deraisa or not? Pardon? Most people. Says the Mishnah, and it's a very interesting Mishnah, it's if cotton you'd base. Ain't the minonitzoid, you are feeling even. If you catch it for a particular purpose, a very specific reason, gamkein, also, loichosh, if said, is not considered seder. It is not. He will be with the rabbanon, but he won't be with the deraisa. I think it's the Rabbanon, depending on the...
Is Kilkor Tikkun, is it subjective or objective? Is it go on the Gavra or is it go on the Kepta? So
meaning?
If for one person, if a Baron Rothschild trapping it is Amanas to stuff it, but is it malach for him if he's doing it for that purpose?
No, it will be for everybody the same, so it's not subjective. For everybody, okay. It will only be done, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, interestingly, there is a... apparently, I heard that from the days. One in that particular area of that particular area, there's one animal that is he caught one animal, one certain it's a kind of, I think it was like a kind of rat or a kind of species, I'm not sure exactly, and which he brought over from a foreign country, forgot which country. These details can be found out when you're there. It's quite interesting, and it escaped. A few of them escaped when it was there. And apparently now, I don't know how many years, this is going back 57, I don't know, maybe, I don't know exactly when it escaped, but since then the population has increased, all the forests are, and now all the fields over there are full of that. Yeah, so watch the space. Yeah. Okay, so that's with regards to Mishnah Berurah saying over here, imotzon is a tzorich gamken loichoshev tzed, it's not considered tzedah, even if you want to catch that particular animal for a particular purpose, nevertheless. Dvoirim, bees, is that considered minonitzoid or not? Bees?
Yeah.
Why?
Because for honey.
Honey, says Mishnah Berurah, if cotton you'd gimel, hilkach zavuv, and mudvoirim, bees. Mash beis yosef, ubichlal dovo shebe minonitzoid. Yes. Flies, en minonitzoid. Dvoirim, arbe minonitzoid. Aval shapoes kim pliga alo, but it remains a machloik as achroinim. Chen mash me magos, if cotton vav, Mishnah Berurah brings from the gaunt that he seems to be making as well with regards to bees. I don't know why it should be lenient. Don't know why. What's the svar to say that bees is not minonitzoid. But if you do catch it, we're identifying as the animal. Is this animal minonitzoid or this animal ain minonitzoid? We're not saying that any animal that doesn't matter how you're catching it, we're assuming you are catching it properly. Like Brown Rothschild catching a bug. That's any minonitzoid, it's not going to be the deraisa. So I want to identify now a bee. Dvorim. We understand it's machlokes achronim. And I understand also that according to many achronim, Mishnah Berurah says, it's called minonitza because many people want it for the bees, for the honey. I want to know why, according to many achronim, including the Vilna Gaon, it's called ein beminonitzoid. Why? Surely. Why bees not minonitzoid? And if you catch it properly, well, Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that even then it's going to be according to many achronim. No, not the Isa. Because of this type of animal. Interesting. Yeah. I see that. I hear that. I hear that. Okay, chagovim toim, which are chagovim toim, are insect kosher insects. That as Rashi dovsh minanitzoit, according to Rashi, it's minanitzoit. Rambam and Yosef Kain. What about fish? Fish minanitzoit and minanitzoit. Minanitzoit, and indeed, I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush is for dogim ubechlal dovsh minanitzoit. Obviously, I mean, obviously, fish are then generally to be fish are generally caught. Yeah. What about big fish? Also, I mean, an insight. I think so. Okay. Okay. This is with regard. So, but it is important for us to realize. What about birds? Have a bird fly? If you're talking about a bird, if you're catching a bird, is that the raisa or the rabbanon? Min an insight. A min an insight. Pardon? Tell me more. It depends which birds. So, which birds would you say are? Minanitzoid, a minanitzoid, penguins. Yeah. So I think it's very much minanitzoid. They are caught. I know, but they are generally a type of animal that you normally catch. It's animal for zoo purpose, like your example, or for home purpose. But the animals are normally caught. Okay, says the Rama. V'lochein yesh li, so continues the Rama, top of page 252. Lochain, therefore, yeshli zosh lalitzker ativ oktana. You must be careful not to close a little box, holistim kelim, or to close vessels or kelim or boxes. Shizvuvim boi b'shabbos, flies inside it. You have to make sure not to close the box when there's flies inside it. Tavu psikresh yisodishon, because inevitably it's going to be caught. The flies are going to be caught in there. V'yesh mekelim, and some are mekel. B'mokom sheniftach akli litlom. Some are makel that if you'd close the box again, they would fly out straight away. All right, that's an interesting remark. The Rama is telling us, what about if you've got a little box, say you've got a cupboard. Do you know what? Say you've got your plates there. It's the cupboard where you keep your plates. And there happens to be a couple of flies flying around, and you want to close it. But the problem is that there's flies in there. Happens to be there's flies there. Are you allowed to close or not this cupboard? You know there's flies in there. You're not particularly interested in those flies at all. But lemaisa, if you are closing it, there will be flies trapped in there. Or is it muta or also to close the cupboard? Also. It's inevitable. Psikesha, you're going to trap bees, flies there. What do you say? Muta also to close the cupboard. Flies inside it. You're not interested in them. But they are there. Mutter, why? You're not interested. So it becomes psikesh lanichale. You're not interested in it. Okay. The Rama says, again, the words of the Rama, this is specifically the Rama's case. What do you say? Yeish leizor, you must be careful. If it's a small box, do not close it. Holistim kenish zvuvim by Shabbos. If there's zvuvim inside flies in on Shabbos, you may not close. Davar psikresha, it's inevitable. It will happen. You are trapping flies. Shitzoy disham. V'yesh mekilim. The Rama does bring mekilim in the name of the Torah. P'makom sheiftach hakli litla misham yivuchu. If the second you're going to open, they're going to fly out. The Rama brings in the name of the mekilim. That it's okay. So there's a machloekas here. First opinion says it's categorically also. His second opinion says that no, actually, if you open it, you're going to fly straight away. They're not properly trapped. All he needs is to open it, they fly out. So it's not properly trapped, and therefore it's mutter.
How do you define properly trapped?
Good question. We have to see Mishnah Berurah for that. Mishnah Berurah, if you've got new dalet, shlo lizgoi, elo. So what are you going to do? If you've got these flies in the cupboard, you want to close the cupboard. What are you going to do? Any ideas? You want to close the cupboard, innocently. And there's flies in there. What are you going to do?
Hold a piece of appetizing food just outside the cupboard.
And then he's going to get out.
And then the flies...
Good idea. Mishabu didn't think of that. He's got another idea. Shlalit's good. Elo yitin sakin u shum dovar acher bein akisu la tevo bein shirchu lotzis misham. Keep it slightly open. Option number one. Don't shut it all together. Okay. V'chein im yeshchoyer cotton bateva. And then he said an interesting thing. Avshen unir al edilas vuvim afilo achimuta. The suri ava psikresha. Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. It needs to be applied elsewhere as well. He says that, what if there's a tiny hole? I can't even fully explain it. It's very lomdish. What happens if you're closing the box Okay, it's, can you give us a scenario? You're closing something. You want to close something that's flat, isn't there? Hope your case. What? Okay, let's think of another one. Oh, very good. Oh, brilliant. Excellent. That's such a beautiful case. Okay, the dustbin. You're going to close the dustbin, but you happen to know this fly is there. The fly is caught in the dust. So by closing it, you're doing tzad. Beautiful example. You're closing it, this fly is in there. You have to do this yes or no. The first opinion says, don't. It's also. Second opinion says, if the second you open, you're going to fly out, it's okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, what would be the halacha? If the dustbin you've got, and that dustbin, the mice said, there's tiny little holes there, and in theory, it's one little hole. In theory, the flies could escape from there. Even once you've closed it, he could escape. Lemaisa, flies don't normally go out from there. The hole is too small. It's not clearly visible. And the flies generally will not go out from that little hole, which is then the bottom of the. They don't know where, but they could in theory. The question is, does that make a difference? Yes or no? The Mishnah Berurah is not mechadash. And says, yes, it does make a difference. Although, according to the first opinion, we're saying to not close the box because you're doing a psikesh of tzad, we're learning now that yes, that's true. If it's completely closed and normal kind of. But if there's a little hole that, in theory, the fly could fly out, says the Mishnah Berurah, you may close. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's not trapped. Even if what happens, good. Yeah, that's the word. It's not psychiatry. You know what? He's not likely to go out from there. But since it's not muchach that he's going to stay there, there's a slight chance, one many chance, he's going to get out of there, it's mutter. So it's not fully trapped. And he can therefore get out. The Sula have a psychiatry. What happens if the cupboard or the dustbin is very big? Talking about a big box, big cupboard, big dustbin, and you are closing it now. Will that make a difference or not? Completely closed. I'm leaving out the whole header. Leaving that out. It's completely sealed, completely closed. But it's very big. Mutter also. Do you know what? You want to close this big skip. You know, there's a few flies in the skip. You want to close the skip now. Mutter also.
It's confined to an area.
Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Tevu Ketana, look at the words of the Ramah. What were the words of the Ramah? V'yeh lochen yesh lizoeh, shiloh lizkoeh. What's the next two words? What's Tevu Ketana? Small, which seems to imply that G'doyle is fine. That's what the Mishnah Berurah's diuk is. Siv Kodem Tes Vav. Tevu Ketana, avol Tevu G'doyle, but if it's a big, large box, Sfira le Ramot Ramot, Likud Al-Mashar, it's Mita called all opinions. And afilu even in my order, my image, even if a person would stand in there, lo yohoyu yochele tofso b'chad shchiyah. Do you remember this definition of chad shchiyah? One go. If you can catch something in one go, it's the rice. If not, it's not the rice. Here also, if it's a large box, large enough, they wouldn't be able to catch it in one attempt. It's not the rice anyway, it's not proper salt. It's only the rabbanon. There's a few colors over here. First of all, it's large, so it's not the rice is confined. That's on the rabbanon level. Plus, if we're talking about flies, is flies min and nitzot or min and nitzot? And min and nitzot. And that makes it to double the rabbanon. Double the rabbanon of the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. Not always, but of the Mishnah Berurah is mekel, yeah. Doesn't make a difference. Even if it's psychologically, he's very happy to be in the confined, restricted area. But nevertheless, so this is about the human confining the area of an animal, restricting them. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotten Tezain is Noitel Hokel with regards to this shail over here by closing. It's very relevant. The dustbin is a very good scenario of that. The dustbin is very good. Where else could we find that? You want to close a box? Yeah? What happens if you've got a box of toys and there's a few, and ants went in there. A few ants, or you know, spiders in there. Yeah, you got, you know what? Think about the scenario. You've got a box of Legos, of toys, or whatever it may be, and you know a spider went in there. You happen to know a spider went in there, and you can't find it. The spider went in there. But now you want to close it because you want to put it away. I don't know. I'm just making up a case. You want to close it. Are you allowed to close it? Put the lid on, yes or no? You know you're being sold. You're trapping a spider. Mutter also. It's exactly the Rambam's case, that. It's Mamash the Rambam's case. What would you say? Rambam, Mutter, Gideon, Mutter also. Mutter? According to the second opinion of the Rambam, yeah? According to the first opinion of the Rambam, it's not also, it's Mutter, it's also the Chayra, yeah, could be. Could be. The Maestro Mishtabur is Matir, Tzum Sof is Mekel. He looks like he's Mekel. He said, Lechatchil, you should be Machmir, but there is reason to be Matir. And Lechatchil Kolkach. Especially if it's an Emu in the Nitzot. Emu in the Nitzot. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We learned this evening the halacha, the very substantial and very important and very central distinction between kolshem in the nitzot and em in the nitzot. Min the nitzot is defined by animal. No. No. Yeah. Any animal which is normally a kind of animal that you trap is min the nitzot, and that's the derisa by trapping it. Any animal that normally you wouldn't necessarily trap, it's not an animal that you normally would trap, that is the Rabbanon. And it doesn't make a difference if you specifically are very keen to trap it, it doesn't make a difference. It's still, if it's a species of animal you wouldn't name it trap, it's only the Rabbanon. We spoke about bees being a machlokes achronim. And we then spoke about the halacha that to close a box is a machlokes. In the Rama's first opinion, it's also because it's a psikesha of catching of by closing a box, you're trapping flies inside it. It's awesome drabonon. It's a psikesha. According to the second opinion, it's only os. It's mutter if they're going to fly away straight away. Yeah, that's it for tonight, and I wish you a good evening.